Prayers come from you, every bit of our heart and every breath we take. And we give these gifts willingly to serve your kingdom, both here and abroad. In Jesus' name, amen. Our readings.
The reading is from the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, beginning at verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the entire assembly of Israel, and say to them, 'Be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy.'" Leviticus 19, verse 15 to 18. "Do not pervert justice. Do not show partiality to the poor or favoritism to the great, but judge your neighbor fairly. Do not go about spreading slander among your people. Do not do anything that endangers your neighbor's life. I am the Lord. Do not hate a fellow Israelite in your heart. Rebuke your neighbor frankly so that you will not share in their guilt. Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone among your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." Whakarongo ki te kupu a te wairoa ki te hahi. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God. Kia mo tonu tana kupu kia tato. Te rongopai tapu ki te ritenga amatio te rua te kaumarua upoko ka timata te toru te kaumawha. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew chapter 22 beginning at verse 34. Praise and glory to God. Te whakamoemiti, te kororia ki te atua. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question: "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it: love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, "What do you think about the Messiah? Whose son is he?" "The son of David," they replied. He said to them, "How is it then that David, speaking by the Spirit, calls him Lord? For he says, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' If then David called him Lord, how can he be his son?" No one could say a word in reply, and from that day on, no one dared to ask him any more questions. Te ronga pai tēnei a te karaiti. This is the Gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ the Word. Whakamoemiti tia ia te kupumana.
Well, kia ora, everybody. A little bit of a subdued response there. Hey, Hazel. It's tricky when you're down to 14 men, isn't it? Against 16. Not quite.
There is the TMO.
17, true. Yeah, TMO as well. Yeah. Not quite sure what position Wayne Barnes was playing for when he was, but anyway. No bitterness whatsoever. But what Hazel just said earlier is true. We need to praise the Lord in all seasons. It's amazing, isn't it, though, how a game of rugby can really affect a nation's mood, or a game of football, or a game of, you know, whatever the country is into. I know that the same can be true in England when their soccer team, football team, you know, doesn't do well and all that kind of thing, or your favourite team doesn't do well. But we're called, as we hear in our gospel reading just now, to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind and strength, or heart, soul, and mind, as it was in this reading, heart, soul, mind, and strength in other Gospels, which, of course, is harking back to what's called the Shema, which is the great commandment given to the Israelites. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength. So Jesus is quoting from that. And we just heard a reading from Leviticus where Jesus is also quoting from that, that Jesus says the second commandment is to love, or the second greatest, to love your neighbor as yourself. So what does it mean to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength? Or heart, soul, and mind we'll look at, because that's what we had quoted this morning. So our heart is not our emotions. It includes our emotions, but it also includes our thinking. It's kind of like the center of who we are, at the heart of the matter, we sometimes say, don't we? We say at the heart of the matter, meaning, you know, what's the nub of this thing? And, you know, in my heart, I can feel this thing, or I think this thing, or I know this thing to be true, you know, at the center of who I am. So at the center of who we are, the center of who you are, the center of who I am, at our inmost place, that's our heart. And out from that, that's the New Testament understanding and the Old Testament understanding of the word heart, cardia in Greek. And out of that heart, actually, it encompasses all of who we are. From the core, from the absolute center of our being, as it were, including even our bodies and everything. So, you know, heart's an all-encompassing word in the New Testament and in the Old Testament. And we're to love the Lord our God with all our hearts, from the center of who we are, going all the way out. With all our soul, I like the word soul here, it's psuche in Greek. Try saying that to the person next to you without spitting on them. No, perhaps don't do that. But and that word means breath or life or spirit or kind of, yeah, our life, really. So if you think about loving God with all our breath, all our life, all our kind of existence, our sustenance, our liveliness, that's what that means. We've got to love God. Again, it's a sort of all-encompassing word, isn't it? With our breath, with our life. What do we spend our breath on? What do we run out of breath doing? Loving the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, with our breath, with our life, with our heart, with our being, the core of our being, and then with our minds, or our thinking is really perhaps another good way to translate, if not a better way to translate that word in the Greek there. Our thinking. What do we spend our time thinking about? You know, what do we feed ourselves with? What are we watching? What are we reading? What are we looking at? What are we listening to? Because these things fill our minds, don't they? And I guess we're to love the Lord our God with all our minds as well, all our thinking. And I tend, I don't know about you, to think about the things that I'm reading or looking at or watching, or, you know, the types of TV program that I watch, you know, they inform the way I think. The stuff I read, maybe on the internet, it informs the way I think, and my thought patterns start to take shape there. If I start reading the Bible, that often brings in a very different view, or in a view that's just takes another angle. You know what I mean? Christians have always and continue to, throughout the world, base their prayers on the Psalms. I know we don't do it very often in evangelical circles, strangely, because we're supposed to be people of the word in the evangelical circles. But, you know, the Catholics and the Orthodox beat us to it. They pray the Psalms. And good Anglicans pray the Psalms too. But I'm not always a good Anglican, I have to say. But, you know, and this is what Christians have done, you know, down, all the godly men and women. And that shapes our thinking, doesn't it? We feed ourselves with stuff. So I wonder, what am I feeding myself with? What are you feeding yourself with? What are we thinking about? What do we obsess about, maybe, during the day? Where do our thoughts go? I know that mine can often get locked into just patterns, you know? Does your brain do that? Do your thoughts do that? You know, and sometimes those patterns are negative, aren't they? And I start to think, oh, woe is me, or, you know, or I start thinking about some injustice that happened or something that rankled me or riled me or whatever. And I'll start obsessing about that. What do we think about? What do we spend our time reading, looking at on our phones, watching on TV, listening to? Not saying these things are bad, they're not necessarily at all. But how much is our thinking loving the Lord our God with all our thinking? You know, what would that mean for me to love the Lord my God with all my thinking? Anyway, that's the question that I felt God was just asking us, perhaps, as a church and as individuals to think about this morning. So we'll just take a moment, perhaps of quiet now, to think about what kinds of things we feed our thoughts with, things we listen to, watch, read, and how much time we spend on those. And Lord, as we hear these words that you speak to us, that we're to love you with all our heart, from the core and the center of who we are, with all our being, with all our soul, our breath, our life, our activity, and with all our thinking, our minds, with all our thinking. Lord, help us to reflect on the things that we do fill our minds with and the things that maybe would be helpful to start balancing out and filling our minds with. Give us grace, Lord, to open our eyes and see the beauty around us. Your word says that all creation praises you. All creation gives you glory. As we look out at the beauty that surrounds us, as we look up at the sky and look out at the sea and the island and the hills, help us to hear their voice praising you, Lord, to lift our minds off our own worries and troubles, anxieties, fears, dilemmas, and look up to you. Let our thinking, let our hearts, let our breath, our life be full of praise and love for you. Lord, you are our God. You are the Lord. You are one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God that created this incredible universe and made us beautifully and wonderfully. Forgive us, Lord, for where we do look down at our own concerns and pray that you'd lift our hearts, lift our minds to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, bless you, brothers and sisters. It's just short this morning. We're going to keep going. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul.